Welcome to Master the Start, a podcast for young professionals where we interview business experts on how you can master the start of your life in business.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Master the Start podcast. Today, we are super excited because we have Melinda Emerson on the show. Melinda is known as a small biz lady. You've probably seen her before, and you can probably find her very easily online or on TV. She is America's number one small business expert. She has been thriving in entrepreneurship for nearly 20 years, is an internationally known keynote speaker and expert on small business development and social media marketing. Now, her small business advice is widely read, reaching more than 3 million entrepreneurs each week online, which is mind-blowing. Forbes magazine named her the number one woman for entrepreneurs to follow on Twitter. She has more to add to her resume. Being a former columnist for the New York Times and entrepreneur, she is frequently quoted by other media organizations, including the Wall Street Journal, Fortune, Fast Company, CNBC, MSNBC, and Fox News. On top of this, Forbes magazine named her one of the top 10 tech and business experts for 2017. She is also a contributor to Inc., Essence, and Black Enterprise. She is the best-selling author of Become Your Own Boss in 12 Months, second edition, and the ebook How to Become a Social Media Ninja, and her latest book, Fix Your Business. You're going to hear a lot in this interview, but most importantly, you're going to hear how someone so successful manages to put family first and most importantly, continues to grow her company while caring and genuinely loving the people around her. I hope you enjoy the show. Hello, Melinda. Welcome to the show.
How are you?
I am good. Yourself?
I have no complaints for a Friday.
That is always good. Well, should we hop right into it so we don't waste any of your time?
Absolutely.
All right. Awesome. So to this point, what is the greatest moment in your professional career? Can you take us to that moment, kind of let our audience experience that with you?
Gosh, I think the greatest moment in my professional career was when I saw the very first review that came out about my book, Become Your Own Boss in 12 Months. It was March 30th, 2010. And the reason why this blog post, this review was so significant was because when I wrote my book, Become Your Own Boss in 12 Months, the number one thing that I was worried about was that no one would care what I had to say. And when I saw the review that was written by Black Enterprise Magazine, it was written by Alfred Edmonds, and the headline was Now Hear This, Become Your Own Boss in 12 Months, Best Startup Book We Ever Read.
That's awesome.
And I literally cried because I was like holding my breath waiting for some major publication to validate me. You know what I mean? Because it's like, it's one thing to say you can help people. It's another thing to say for someone else to say you did help people. And that review launched everything for me, because after they said that, everybody wanted to read my book, and a lot of other major magazines and Inc. and everybody else. And I ended up on the front page of the Washington Post in a business section on a Sunday, you know. And I believe that that review had everything to do with people saying, let's find out what this lady's talking about. To give you the real backstory, though, my book was written in 2008, and it was supposed to come out originally in early 2009. But when the market crashed, my publisher shelved my book for 18 months. So when my book finally came out, I mean, we had been waiting on it to come out. And so people knew it was coming, you know, 6 months before it came out. And then it finally was released. And so that was a whole drama journey to begin with. But because of that drama, that is how I got on social media. That is how I became the small biz lady. That is how I built a brand that now reaches 3 million entrepreneurs a week online. So if it hadn't been for the delay, I probably would have never gotten real serious about social media. So the moral of this story is that every kick is a boost.
Okay, then maybe this is a good transition. Can you explain the moment we were the closest to giving up professionally or something that happened in life? And how did you bounce back from that?
Well, you know, it's interesting. All of that is kind of tied to around the time I wrote this book. So back in 2005, my business was doing extremely well. I had offices in downtown Philadelphia. I had the largest woman-owned production company in Philadelphia. And my husband at the time was able to quit his full-time job at GE and join our business. And then all of a sudden, I became pregnant with our son. And I basically went from being the worst workaholic you ever met to being put on bed rest and not being able to leave my house. And back in 2005, Wi-Fi was not what it is today. It didn't exist in people's houses like it does now. And so I basically had a Palm 3 cell phone trying to run my whole life, which you probably don't remember those, but they were an archaic early device that we had to use before cell phones became awesome. Or before cell phones became smart anyway. But I was in a really bad position because I had built a business that couldn't run without me. So being on bed rest for 6 months and being very sick and having to be at the hospital 3 times a week getting testing done, that really put a damper on my business. And I really almost lost everything the year I had my son. And, you know, in the background of that, you know, my marriage was crumbling, you know, so I am pregnant with my son, my marriage is crumbling, and my business basically was crumbling too. And I was like, oh my gosh, you know, I had one of those Mariah Carey meltdown kind of moments. And literally I was like, what am I going to do? And I was 33 years old. I had accomplished almost everything at that point. I had really accomplished a lot because I started my business when I was 26. So we did really well. I was a media darling. I'd won all these awards. Top 50 women in business, top 30 leaders under the future in America, you know, all this stuff. But I wasn't happy anywhere. And I had to figure out what I was really supposed to be doing, because after I had my son, I didn't want to go back to working 12-hour days every day. Matter of fact, I didn't want to go back to work at all. But I knew I had to go back and do something because I had to make money so I could get divorced. So I literally started praying. And it took about 2 or 3 months. But God gave me a vision and a dream 3 times to become America's number one small business expert. And it was after that that I ended up one day on the phone with the man that ended up publishing my book, Become Your Own Boss in 12 Months, which became an international smash and is now in its second edition. But back then, I just had to figure out a better way to live and really figure out what I was called to do. And it was in that moment that I figured out why God sent me here and what it was I was supposed to do. And now I know. My job is to end small business failure, and I'm the small biz lady, and that's my job, and that's what I do every day, and I love it.
Wow, that's powerful stuff. He always has a plan a lot bigger than ours.
Absolutely, and he can't even tell you what it is because it would blow your mind.
Couldn't agree more with that. Okay, then if you had one do-over in your early 20s, what would it be?
Wow. You know, I would know earlier that I was already enough. I spent a lot of years, because I was young when I started my business, you know, had people constantly challenging me and my abilities, my authority, whatever, as a woman, as a black woman, whatever. I internalized that insecurity a lot. And I second guessed myself and let people kind of knock my confidence early on. And what I will say to anyone, but particularly the women out here listening to me, you are already enough. You don't need anybody's validation. You don't need a husband. You don't have to be a size, whatever. If you build a better mousetrap, the world is waiting on you. The world is looking for you. And it doesn't matter what what your casing is. It doesn't matter where you're from. It doesn't matter your pedigree, your education. If you build a better mousetrap, the world will beat a path to your door. I promise.
Sweet. Well, this is, I don't even know if I want to ask you this next question because I can't imagine you have any regrets, but if you die tomorrow, what is your single biggest regret or what is one thing you wish you would have done?
I don't have one. If I die tomorrow, what I know is that the people that I love know that I love them. My son knows that he is the light of my life. I have lived an amazing life. God has blessed me so amazingly. I mean, I'm the small biz lady. I travel around the world as a small biz lady. I always wanted to publish a book. I did that. I always wanted to write for a major national paper. I have been a columnist for the New York Times. You know, I work for the clients I work for and I get paid when I want to get paid. So I live a really, really good life. And so I do not have any regret.
Well, this might be good. Number five, what is one life hack listeners should do this week to, I don't even know if the right term would be successful in your case, but to live a life without regrets?
I think that to live a life without regret, you have to live a life of authenticity and truth. And you have, the first person you have to be honest with is yourself. And you need to stop thinking that everybody's life is as good as it looks on Facebook. Nobody's life is as good as it looks on Facebook. That's like people's personal highlight reels or Instagram, because that's the gram is where people are flossing these days. But the point is that you really just have to be present and appreciate your life as it is, even the hard days. You know, when I was a kid, my dad used to say, you know, you need to thank God for bad days, because if it wasn't for bad days, you wouldn't know what good days were. And so you just need to appreciate life and think about it like this. You never lose in business or in life. Either you win or you learn, but you never lose. This is not a zero-sum game. You can always hit the reset button, no matter how old you are or how young you are. You make mistakes, but your mistakes don't have to define you. We all make mistakes. The key is to not make the same mistake.
Yeah. Well, then more specifically, what is one thing one of our audience members could do this week? What is one actionable thing they could try to do every day that would make them a better person this week?
I think one thing you could do this week is pick up a book you've been meaning to read and actually start reading it. Because success leaves clues everywhere. And most of the time it's in a book somebody else already wrote for you. So if there's a book in your office or there's a book in your house that you've been meaning to read that you bought a while ago, pick it up, start reading it. You'll be better for it.
That is one good life hack. Okay, I'd be insane if before I let you go, I didn't ask the small biz lady what the most important thing is for a startup.
The most important thing for a startup is getting really clear about who your paying customer is. If everybody can use your product or service, nobody will. So you need to get really clear on your niche target customer. Who is going to pay you for your product or service?
Okay. Well, thank you. Well, before I let you go, do you have any parting thoughts for our audience, any ask of the audience, anywhere that they could reach out to you, any books they should read, anything along those lines?
Well, I am the small biz lady, and if you want to reach out to me, that's what my handle is everywhere. My real government name is Melinda Emerson. My books, if you're just getting started in business, grab my first book, Become Your Own Boss in 12 Months. I understand it's a cult classic these days. And if you are an existing business owner and you're stressed out in your business, grab my new book, Fix Your Business, and it will help you get your business back on the right path. Because at the end of the day, we start businesses so that we can live our dream life. If you feel like your business is running you, you got to change some stuff. So go and grab my book, Fix Your Business. It will help you. I can guarantee it.
Wow. Thank you so much, Melinda, for being on the show. We really appreciate it.
It was my pleasure. Thank you so much for having me.
Bobby back with you. Thank you so much for listening to the Master to Start podcast this week. She was awesome. Melinda is the best. I hope you loved it as much as I did. If you did love it as much as I did, make sure you leave us a review. It really helps us out. Leave us a review on iTunes, Google Play, or whatever podcast platform you use. Like always, you can visit our site at gomahi.com/podcast for additional show notes. And make sure you check out our Master to Start page so you can vote on what questions we should ask our guests next week. Some quick reminders about what Melinda said before I let you go. Okay, number one, you never lose in life. Either you win or you learn. There is no such thing as losing. Number two, you have to remember in both business and life in general that you are enough, okay? You don't need the validation of others to reach for success. You are your own success. This week, most importantly, pick up that book that you know you should be reading and actually read it. You will become better because of it. I think this is so important, and I know you don't care about what I think, but if you just read a little bit every day, you will learn so much because books allow you to actually learn from people that have already done it. So take the time to read. Thank you so much once again for joining us this week. I can't wait for next week's show, and we'll see you soon.